This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The White House says it's working on a raft of new sanctions against Iran that target the country's missile program. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the move comes 2 days after Tehran launched hundreds of air and drone strikes against Israel.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters the administration is working with other leading economies in the G7 to coordinate sanctions. But he did not provide any details about what those financial consequences might look like. He was also asked whether Israel has agreed to provide advance notification to the U.S. about any retaliatory strike. And this is what he had to say.
I'll just tell you that we are and will remain in very close contact with our Israeli counterparts.
The Biden administration insists it has been working to de-escalate the situation in the Middle East and does not want a broader war with Iran. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Jury selection is underway in the criminal fraud trial of former President Donald Trump in New York City. Trump is facing 34 felony counts for falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments made to an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks. Federal agents are conducting a court-authorized search of the massive container ship that crashed into a bridge in Baltimore last month. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the FBI has confirmed that its agents are on board the cargo vessel.
The Justice Department does not usually confirm or deny an investigation, but the search suggests a federal criminal probe of the bridge crash is underway. The Dali ship crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore on March 26th. Six construction workers repairing potholes on that bridge died.
That's NPR's Carrie Johnson reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a request to review a case about state-level legal protections against discrimination in voting. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the court's decision leaves in place state voting rights acts that are designed to ensure fair representation for communities of color.
A small but growing number of states have put in place additional legal protections for voters of color, while critics of the Federal Voting Rights Act continue to chip away at that landmark law in court. In Washington State, a group of Latino voters used their state's Voting Rights Act to challenge how their county elects commissioners, which they argue dilutes the collective power of Latino voters by not allowing them a realistic opportunity to elect their preferred candidate. The case ultimately reached a settlement. In the meantime, another Latino voter in Washington's Franklin County stepped in and tried to get the U.S. Supreme Court to review whether Washington State's Voting Rights Act violates the U.S. Constitution. The High Court, however, has declined to weigh in, leaving state-level protections in place. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Wildfire warnings have been issued for parts of Colorado. Another day of extremely high winds and warm temperatures could lead to power outages for tens of thousands of people in the state. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports forecasters are predicting storms with wind gusts of up to 65 miles per hour.
The strong winds are forecast in the heavily populated foothills west of Denver, where the weather has been seesawing lately between snow and record warm temperatures and low humidity. That's typical for spring in eastern Colorado, though it seems to be happening even earlier in the season these days, if you can even call it a fire season, due to climate change. With another round of red flag warnings for extreme fire danger, all eyes are on XL Energy and whether the utility will preemptively shut off power. State utility regulators are investigating XL's decision last week to preemptively shut off power ahead of another windstorm that damaged its power lines, and whether the company adequately communicated its plans to its customers, particularly businesses like restaurants and senior centers. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Denver.
Americans are taking advantage of a new service offered by the IRS this year. The Internal Revenue Service is testing out a new pilot program that allows taxpayers in a dozen states to file electronic returns directly with the government. Once tax season is over, the IRS will evaluate the program and decide whether to expand it next year. At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 248 points. The Nasdaq fell 290. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One.
With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.